Hi, I'm Ed Bajarski. I'm a master gardener, and this is Garden Talk on Juno Afternoon. So this is a good time of year to look at our indoor plants. How can we keep them healthy, make them healthier, or think about getting some new ones, perhaps, to add to what you may already have? They kind of need different soil conditions, different light conditions. Succulents and cactuses, bright as you can give them, maybe supplemental light. The tropical foliage plants can do just fine here in Southeast, and not necessarily in front of a really bright window. Lights can be very beneficial. The conditions we have now, very low light conditions. Right now, I'm still using some fairly old fluorescent light fixtures. There's lots and lots of new LED lights and others that are more efficient, brighter. The pots you use, plastic pots, are easy as compared to a terracotta pot, which is going to dry out faster. Even for cactus, I don't like much using terracotta pots. Make sure it has a drain hole in the bottom. Hold too much moisture, roots rot. They need oxygen to the roots. They don't get enough oxygen. If they're waterlogged, they will die. So let's say we've gotten one from a local retailer, a starter plant, small pot. Choosing the next pot to move into, something maybe that looks nice. Choose the potting soil. So you're going to go again to your local retailer. Again, I tend to choose some that have better drainage, might be more coarse. But having those rocks or chunks of old broken pots in the bottom changes the drainage, and not for the better. So we're better off having a uniform top to bottom soil mix. And the other thing also is, when you're choosing pots, don't move a plant up too fast in size. So if you've got a plant in a 4-inch pot, only go up to maybe a 5-inch pot. You may well, when you pull the plant out of its original pot, roots, you may see the roots are circling around. You probably want to loosen up the roots so they can spread out around. But if you're going to a too large a pot, unfortunately, that large pot with all that extra soil without roots in it may hold too much moisture. Fungus gnats are a problem. That follows up with the soil, because fungus gnats feed on the organic matter in the soil. So to combat them, several things to do. If you've got them already, you can put a layer, like a quarter inch layer of sand on the surface of the soil in the pot around the plant. I wouldn't advise beach sand just because of the salt content potentially. You can combat them. You can catch them using getting yellow sticky traps. Incredibly effective. There's a product called Knockout Gnats. It's available online. You can order it through one of the various local or online retailers. May be available locally. And that one is something, it's a bacterial concentrate. You dilute it in water into the plant, soil, and the bacteria attacks the larvae and kills them. So that works. So really a combination of all three is a good thing. To use, you know, you catch the flies on the sticky traps, use the barrier on the surface, and use the bacteria, which is considered an organic pesticide, to use safe, doesn't have any smell, indoors. Garden Talk is produced by KTOO's Shelley Delaney. I'm your host, Ed Bajarski. If you have questions, please send them to me at edbajarski@hotmail.com, spelled EDBUYARSKI@hotmail, or give me a call at 209-8905. You can also find us on the web at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. It's always gardening season in Juneau, at least in my neighborhood. Spring is coming.